Sit back and drink this in. I'm just as scared of the world as an insect to a human. That is Stacey Barth. The world came close to never hearing her voice. For years, she stayed in the shadows as a songwriter for superstars like Katy Perry, Britney Spears, and Rihanna. But now, she's bearing all in her debut album, Becoming. In the past, Stacey Barth didn't want the spotlight because she felt she didn't belong.
I personally never thought that anybody wanted to hear me sing in my shell. You know, I was like 380 pounds at the time, and I was just like, nobody wants to hear this. You know, I just never really believed that anybody wanted to hear me sing. So that's why it took all this time.
Well, when you're like sitting down and like working on a song, though, say like with Katy Perry or Miley Cyrus or whatever, aren't you singing? Like weren't you doing that in the process?
I was, but I never, you know, with Miley, I had this song that was for my third EP, P.S. I Love You, and it was supposed to be the first song on my project. And she heard the song and she was like, I love this song. And Liam proposed to her to this song. So it was like really special to her at the time, and she really fought for that song.
So she convinced you to let her have it?
No, she had. I was like, babe, have it. And she killed it. It was more impactful that she sung it versus me. Because to me, it was just a song, and for her, it was like a moment.
So this album, your first full-length album, Becoming, it's a deep, very personal album. It's almost like a parts of it are almost like a diary of what I guess is the most intense part of your life from the sounds of it.
Yeah.
Start off with a track called My Suicide Note.
I've been here a time or two. Talking myself off the ledge again. Is it really that bad? It has, yes, it's a pain I can't bear. What do you do?
You've talked about this openly. You attempted suicide.
I was at a really hopeless place in my life at the time. I was 25 years old, and I didn't find any real purpose in my life to keep living. So I took all these pills in my medicine cabinet, and I was hoping to not wake up the next morning, and I did. I woke up the next morning like, am I seriously still here? It's cold out here, I'm going through it. Oh man, I'm going through it. Oh, I'm going through it. So that's the day I decided to make an attempt to try to lose weight.
We should tell people, I mean, you've lost around 200 pounds?
Or yeah, like 180.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you work out like a fiend, right?
I do. I mean, I got down to my smallest from being 380 to like 195. I gained like 40 pounds since then, but whatever. That little boost of determination when I got down to the 100s was not genuinely for me, because I was in a relationship at the time that I was basically trying to become for him. Sat by my window, watching all the other girls fall in love. Thought I'd never know what it felt to hear him say you're the one. I was working out twice a day and really unhealthy, like taking all types of supplements and, you know, not eating and not really doing it for me. It was, you know, I was fighting for something that wasn't mine. But I do thank him for the motivation, because he basically rationed his affection and his love and to basically motivate me to lose weight. So now I'm in a place where I'm like, okay, I gained 40 pounds. I don't want to go back to where I was, but I'm happy with where I am, and I'm respecting the process.
I'm speaking with Stacey Barth about her debut album, Becoming. I know the hopelessness of depression doesn't have a logic to it, but it's hard not to think of a 25-year-old that you're writing songs for pop stars. You've accomplished way more than most 25-year-olds. And
you know, I'm dealing with real life outside of the studio. Like, the studio was an escape. It was like a cathartic experience to go and live the life I was living and then come in the studio and write about it. So it was like therapy for me. But what was actually going on in my life was the complete opposite. Because, you know, you're talking to somebody that's been dealing with self-esteem issues from birth. And I used to get teased miserably, and I never really felt like I was enough. And so I'm just now getting to a place where, like, you're not in the schoolyard anymore, babe. You know what I mean? Like, get into you. You're sickening. Stop. That's where I'm getting to now.
The process you document on this album, it's almost nothing less than a rebirth, because from that really awful low moment, you remake yourself. And well, I can't think of any better way to convey this than with one of the tracks on this album. Let's listen to the start of Hey You There.
When you get the courage to be honest with yourself, you could stop lying to everybody else, yeah. Don't you ever get tired of pretending tired?
I think the common denominator between all human beings is the human condition. You know, there's so many layers to that. You have happy moments, but most of us go through life trying to figure it out.
Look yourself in the mirror and say, hey, you there. Me looking for say hey you there is it me you're looking for.
This album is called Becoming. What are you becoming?
I'm still trying to figure that out. I'm becoming, I always say to people, I'm about to be 30 next month, but really I'm about 3 in fat years. I'm like, and I say that because, you know, I literally feel like I'm 3 years old. I'm having so many first times in my new self. So becoming is whatever's next.
Sometimes we're insecure, we're fragile. Sometimes we laugh at each other to make ourselves feel better.
Well, I hope you keep this musical documentation of the process, because it's nice being able to take the journey with you.
Yeah.
Stacey Barth, thank you very much. It's been such a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Be sure to check NPR Music for an exclusive first listen with Stacey Barth and stream every track from the new album for free.
Beautiful creature.